Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches. The Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
You think I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. What's going on, man? The Mayor's in the building, man. Hype and charge on a Tuesday night, man. Wow. I'm watching the baseball playoffs. I hope you are, too. Right now, first things first, welcome to After Further Review. GQ Palace Radio's in the building. Got the Mayor in the house, man. You know how we do it, man. Every Tuesday night, man, we go hard on the sports tip. 646-200-383 is the math. I am the Mayor. M-A-Y-O-R-T-H-E, however you want to slice it, that'd be me. Right now, we're watching the baseball playoffs, man. Oakland and Detroit. It's 5-4 Detroit in the bottom of the eighth. Very exciting game in Detroit. Oakland's up 2-1. If the Tigers don't win, they're out. You got the Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays tonight at 8:30 in Tampa Bay. Red Sox are up 2-1. They win, Tampa Bay's gone. Tomorrow night, National League, you got the Pirates and the Cardinals. They're tied at 2. Winner goes on, loser goes home. And the winner goes on out of the Pirates and the Cardinals to play the Dodgers. The Dodgers eliminated Atlanta last night, 4-3. So we got the Mayor in the house, man. It's Tuesday, man. Baseball playoffs is in full effect. Basketball is about to pop off, man. We got the NBA preview popping off in a couple of weeks here. Just wanted to put the word out there early. Next week is going to be the All Ladies Call In and Ask Whatever You Want show. We did it last year. It was a real, real good success and all that. So basically what happens is, ladies, you call in to the bigger show, you know, and ask any question that you might have on your mind pertaining to sports. That'll get you into a conversation a little bit quicker. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, check us out next week, man. We'll be here live and direct, 646-200-383, After Further Review. It's going to be the second annual Ladies Call In and Ask Whatever You Want show. All right? So, yeah, man, where are we? It's October 8th. A little chill in the air. Nice time of the year, man. You got the baseball playoffs popping off, you know. And the seasons are like overlapping. Hockey's in the building, man. Hockey season just got underway. Of course, football's popping off, you know. We're going to get into that really a little bit tonight, man, because it looks like a little thing that the tide is changing a little bit in the NFL, if you notice it or not. We're going to get into that in a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about Jadeveon Clowney, too, and his injury or lack thereof. But, yeah, man, right now we got the Tigers and the Oakland A's, 5-4, bottom of the eighth. And it's a real, real tight game, man. The series is going tooth and nail. Actually, this is just game 4, so the Tigers have to win tonight. If they don't win, the series is over. And if the Tigers do win, they go back to Oakland for game 5. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Shout out to the big homie Rich, man, doing it behind the scenes and all that. Yeah, man, I'm going to be in the building, man, on the 18th, man. You know what I mean? There you go. Can I get a round of applause for that? There you go. Yes, I was summoned by the big homie. He stepped from behind his big desk. You know, he's, you know, doing all the paperwork and all that good stuff right there, making everything official tissue. He was like, "Yo, Mayor, man, you coming to the joint, man?" You know what I mean? I was like, "Yeah, man, whatever." I was like, yeah. And he was like, "Some people going to be in the building, man, you need to see." So I'm going to slide through, man, you know what I mean? Wallaby Clark and all that, it is what it is. Mayor's in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. I know I keep saying it, man. But people be calling the number, and it's all good. But press 1, man, if you want to get in on some fly conversation about sports, man. Expected to hear from a couple of people tonight, man. And we're going to get it popping. WNBA finals are in effect. Game 2 is tonight. The Minnesota Lynx against the Atlanta Dream. Minnesota won the first game in like a blowout. Atlanta has to really show up, man. I think Minnesota's going to do their numbers on them. I think they're just too strong and they're too deep for Atlanta. And Angel McCautry and Erica D'Souza can't do it by themselves. And the Lynx, they just come at you from all types of angles, from everywhere. If it's not Simone Augustus, it's Maya Moore, you know what I mean? And they're not playing this year, man. They was in the finals, and they lost, you know what I mean? Like it was last year, and they want to make up for that. So the Atlanta Dream and the Minnesota Lynx are in the WNBA Finals. The Minnesota Lynx lead the series 1-0. Game 2 is tonight. I think it tips off about 8:30 at the Target Center in Minnesota. So all you basketball fans who want to check that out, it's on ESPN tonight at 8:30. Lynx and the Dream, Game 2 of the WNBA Finals. I want to touch a little bit on a little hockey because you know I'm a hockey dude. The Flyers, man, they fired their coach, Peter Laviolette, after 3 games into the season. I don't know what they were trying to prove about that, but I think Mike Brown could speak to that very well, you know, because he got fired by the Lakers 5 games into the season. Why do you fire somebody, you know, 3 or 5 games into the season? They haven't got a chance to get anything up under them, but they know better than we do. That's why we, you know, we talk about it and they handle their business, so it is what it is. But hockey right now, nothing really spectacular going on. Just the Flyers fired their coach after 3 games. You know, it's the season just getting underway. It's going to be a full season this year. Last year was the lockout, and if you recall, and the Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup. I mean, they got off to like a 20-game winning streak. They won 20 games in a row without losing. They've got to worry about that this year, because their record is 2-1 already, so we ain't going to worry about that. Everybody basically has a loss, but there are a couple of teams that are still undefeated or whatever. But again, let's get 10, 15 games under our belt, and then we'll really get hard body in the hockey. Want to get into a little basketball, but not too much, because we got the NBA preview show coming up in a couple of weeks. Just want to run a couple scores past you because they're playing the practice game, man. Practice, that's what they call it. Brooklyn Nets 43, Washington Wizards 39, Cleveland Cavaliers 45, Milwaukee Bucks 30, Atlanta Hawks 26, Charlotte 19, Detroit Pistons 24, Haifa 12. I think they're playing one of those international games. Haifa is actually a squad from Maccabi, and the Pistons are playing them tonight, and they're just getting underway. It's 26-12. We already got a final in the first final of the day, and it's Oklahoma City 103, Philadelphia 99. Oklahoma City was led by Reggie Jackson with 29 points, and the Sixers were led by Tony Roten off the bench with 20. So those are your scores right there. But after further review, because we touch everything, man. Preseason basketball, you know what I mean? WNBA Finals, NFL, we're going to get into that once the calls start running in. Baseball playoffs, NHL, what you want? We got it right here for you. Yeah, I like that. That's what it is. Baby, you got the mayor in the building, man. Can I get a round of applause? I want to see Miss Lavina's behind the board. I guess I gotta say it. There you go. All right. That's what it is. Yeah, right now, so but switching gears for a minute, back to the game, Tigers 5, A's 4, bottom of the 8th. Tigers had the bases loaded with two outs. Omar Infante's at the plate. I guess Ziggy's watching the game, so we'll hear from him in a little while, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Shout out to Oscar De La Hoya, Felix Trinidad, Joe Calzaghe, about to be elected into the Hall of Fame, and the Boxing Hall of Fame. The ballots are due back by October 31st, but I think they'd have Oscar De La Hoya, Felix Trinidad, and Joe Calzaghe have a good chance to get in. All those guys are champions at one time. Felix Trinidad was actually my favorite fighter, man. He was my favorite dude until he ran into Bernard Hopkins right after the World Trade Center incident. They were supposed to fight, and they had to cancel this. They had to reschedule the fight to the World Trade Center. And no excuses. Bernard Hopkins just put it on Tito Trinidad. But no disrespect to Tito, man. You know, you have a good career, my dude, but you just kind of fell off towards the end. Yeah, it looks like this game is about to be over. The Tigers is doing their numbers. They're going to go back to Oakland. Bottom of the 8th, Tigers 8, A's 4. So that series is going to head back to Oakland. So now all the calls will be flooding in now because I think the Tigers fans, won. They feel like they're doing real good right now. But that's the thing that bothers me. I'm going to get into that right now. Now that we all friendly and what we got the lines all open and all that. Why do you talk only when your team wins? You see a bunch of names that you don't see when the teams are winning. You see a bunch of people responding and having comments like they've been around. I don't pay no attention to them. They get no credence to me. And I'm on the air, and I'm on the radio, and I'm saying it loud. This is the mayor. Holler at me if you don't like it. The only time you're seen is when your team is winning. And there's a word for that. And I want to see who's going to come up with that word for it. When you're losing, you don't hear a peep from you. And you know who you are. So you'll speak now because I'm the one to definitely put you on blast because I ain't got nothing to lose, and I definitely ain't scared of you. So my question is to you, and I'm going to let you think about it before you try to come up with something slick. Why do you always pop up when your teams are winning, but you're nowhere to be found when your team is losing? That's all I want to know from you. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation to explain yourself. Because a lot of these people, even on Facebook and in the street or whatever, when we have sports conversations, I know more about your team than you do. And you're a sports fan. You know what I'm saying? You're not a sports. You don't love sports. You like sports. You only like sports when you're winning. Yep, I'm going off on a tangent right now because I'm telling the truth. And I'm not lying. You're only heard from when your team is winning. There's only a few people that might chime in when their team is not winning. Okay, I don't hear the bell, so I don't know what's going on. Yeah, because I'm on one right now. I'm about to get on one. And, I'm all discombobulated. Give me a round of applause, Mr. Vita, to get me back in my frame of mind. There you go. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm about to get on one. We got our first caller of the night, man, after further review, GQ Palace Radio in the building. We got Shay on the line. Shay, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show. What's poppin'? What's good, my G?
What's up with you, man?
I see the Tiger fans is about to come out the woodworks. I'm just saying, man, why does it always, it's always when the team is losing, you never hear from them, but when their team is winning, they come out the woodwork like they've been down from the beginning. And I can't really get with that, Shay. I have no respect for that, Shay.
No.
Hold up. A fan is a fan. I don't call you or try to, you know, gauge your. Well, I can gauge your interest in your team because you only call and you, I'm not. Now you only call. You only post up and you only check in when your team is winning. When your team is losing, you're nowhere to be found. So I can't really respect that.
Right. Oh, that's three-fourths of Detroit, man. That's three-fourths of Detroit. That's how they are, I see.
Okay. All right. So, at least, I mean, you know, I'm just trying to say, get a understanding of how that works, man, because really, when you want to have conversations with people, you say, yeah, let's talk sports, and then when you get into a conversation, well, I can't get that deep into it. What you mean you can't get that deep into it? Aren't you a sports fan? But if you're not really a sports fan, then say it. That's all we've been saying, man, for the last year, man, on this show, man. You know what I mean? A lot of people put their, you know, they put their conversation on a level where if it's not on the same level, then now they want to, you know, they want to disappear or they want to call names and they want to act crazy. That's all good with me. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the Detroit Tigers. They doing what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean? Because last year was the same situation. They was up 2-0 on Oakland. Oakland came back and won the next two, and then they won game five out in Oakland. So it's going to be the same thing. So I'm just not understanding where the, you know, but I guess you put it in perspective for me. It's like that. So that's what it is. So we're going to switch gears. But what happened to your Patriots, man?
Man, what happened to us, man? I don't know. Touchdown against Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, people were talking about it was raining and all. I don't want to hear that, man. I don't want to hear that. I just think that is it about Cincinnati to be respected, or is it the sign of the Patriots falling off? Which one is it, Shay?
Nah, man. We bounce back. Ain't gonna say that Cincinnati needs to be respected neither. We just sometimes you gotta take the good with the bad. You know what I mean? I'd rather get that terrible game out of our system early than late.
Right. Okay. I definitely can respect that, my dude. Yeah, so
that
I mean, you know, Brady, you know, the touchdown streak is broken and all of that, you know, and I don't really think that was the important thing. I just think that the important thing was, you know, Cincinnati, you know, did what they were supposed to do. They only scored 13 points. So it wasn't like the Patriots defense didn't show up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, people say, well, Cincinnati's going to do this, Cincinnati's going to do that, Cincinnati's going to do the third. Cincinnati's still only 3-2, and New England's 4-1.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, go ahead, my dude.
That's what I was saying to a person, man. We can't win a mile, man.
Right.
Damn, get off my back because we 4-1. We can't win a mile, man.
That's right. You got to respect. See, and that's how you know what I mean. As a Patriot, if I was a Patriot fan, that's how I would look at it. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, well, the Bengals fan going to say, well, we beat y'all, this and that, the third. Okay, that's fine. Everybody has a birthday.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying, Shay? Everybody has a birthday, my dude. So, but still, if you look at it at the end of the day, again, the Patriots are 4-1. You can't even say nothing about, well, for conference positioning, because you're still on top of them. If the season was open, if the season was over today, Cincinnati would go to New England.
Right, exactly. And I like our chances.
Right. You know what I mean? So when you talk about, you know, a game in week five, okay, you got to kind of put it in its proper perspective. It's not like it's week 15 and the Patriots, you know, are going to be like, you know, down to a fourth seed or something like that. You know what I mean? It's a game that Cincinnati was – if Cincinnati's for real, Cincinnati's supposed to win that game. Okay, they won the game. Now let's move on.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
go to the next game.
Yep, that's all you do, man. My thing right now is I'm worried about the Atlanta Falcons. I have been talking about the Atlanta Falcons shape for about 3 years, my dude. The Atlanta Falcons are a bunch of smoke and mirror teams.
Right.
And the reason why I say that, my G, is because they'll win 13 games in the regular season, lovely. But when the playoffs, they don't show up.
That goes back to
a couple years ago when they played the Giants. And they lost 24-2. Okay,
right.
They was on the road, but then last year they was at home in the playoffs and they lost. So I never really gave Matt Ryan no credence. I don't really like Matt Ryan. You could have Matt Ryan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So the proof is in the pudding, man. You know, I just think that, you know, now they say that Julio Jones is going to be out for the year. Okay, so they got Roddy White, they got Tony Gonzalez,
they got Harry Douglas.
Harry Douglas, what happened to him? They got Jacquizz Rogers and Steven Jackson is turning into something like, okay, well, he's just an afterthought right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Atlanta is like not really one of them. That's why I was saying at the beginning of the season, man, it's either if my Buccaneers didn't do nothing, it was New Orleans' division to lose.
Right, yeah.
Because Atlanta wasn't going to do nothing. And you let the Jets beat you, man, on a Monday night?
Feel me? Hey, let Geno have a game with a drive on you.
Oh, man.
Man,
Wow-wow-wee.
Atlanta's defense ain't never been nothing to me either. They defense don't never show up.
Right, right. And you know, it's like they've been waiting for Atlanta for like the last 2 years now, and it's and nothing's going on. They got the defense built up, they got the offense built up, and you can't say it's the coaching, because Mike Smith is doing numbers in the regular season. He's doing his numbers.
Right.
So
right.
How are you trying to explain this to me about the Atlanta Falcons? I'm like, okay, whatever. But so what was your overall take for week five, Shay? What'd you think about week five, man? Anything stand out?
Man, them damn Colts, man.
Yep, and I said it before the season started. I said the Colts and the Cowboys is going to the Super Bowl. I didn't know that Trent Richardson was going to go to the Colts. You know what I mean? They have, and my only reasoning behind that, Shay, was like, why not? What's
right.
the matter with their team? And nobody could come up with a reason of why the Colts can't go, can't make it deep and make a deep playoff run. You know. And speaking on that, what'd you think about that Cowboys and Broncos game, man?
Man, that was a hell of a game, man. I'm sitting here at the start of the fourth quarter, man. I'm like, whoever got the ball last between Romo and Peyton gonna win this thing.
Right.
Romo gets it with 2 minutes to go. I'm like, yeah, Dallas gonna go down here and at least get a field goal. He's been chopping these boys up all game.
Three boys
was around with him, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, why did he do that, man? Mm. You ain't did that all game, Romo.
I looked at it from the play caller aspect of it. If you got the ball late in the game, nobody thinks you're supposed to win this game. Take it to overtime.
Take it to overtime.
That's all. Run the ball. Why are you throwing the ball deep in your territory? First of all. Why? You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, I guess, and it goes back to Shay being that sports fan, because you know, cats like myself and yourself would probably think a little bit deeper, like, why is the coach doing this?
Right.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pass. I got Denver on the ropes. I'm getting ready to pull off the upset of the year.
Right.
I scored 48 points on them already. You can't tell me nothing.
Right, especially knowing the history of your quarterback.
Thank you. There you go.
That's all I'm saying.
M.O.,
come on, man.
That's it.
Why are y'all calling that type of? I'm like, man. And
I don't know if my memory served me correct, but I wasn't DeMarco Murray doing his numbers. You could have got you a couple of first downs. He got 43 yards in the game, and he was doing his numbers. You know what I mean? He wasn't busting crazy, but you had the ball. That's my point. You gave the ball away. You should have ran that clock out, played for overtime, then all bets are off. Anything could have happened. That's all. Because then you know what happens again, Shay? You would have had a chance to touch the ball in overtime. So why not just run the ball, run the clock out, and take your chances in the OT? Because you never know what could happen. But, you know, a lot of people will say, well, same old Tony Romo, same old. Yeah, I mean, you get the same result. It's the same result, man. You know? What did you think about the Patriots? What did you think about the Giants game, 36-21 Eagles over the Giants? Yeah. Hello. All right, we got lost the connection right quick, but we in the building, man. We got the mayor in the building. 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Had Shay on the line, trying to get him back in a minute.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now, fam.
The Eagles made the Giants. You can stick a fork in the Giants. They ain't talking about nothing this year, mayor. They ain't talking about nothing at all.
Yeah. And see that the defense, man, don't know how to stop nobody, man. They just keep giving up all these points. And I don't know what to say.
They left Foles.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, that's what it is, man. So, yeah, Joy's breaking up a little bit, but it's all good, man. We got you on the line. Yeah, they made Nick Foles look good, man. And they got Michael Vick not playing on Sunday. So, I guess, you know, Foles did his numbers good enough, and they're just going to put Michael Vick on the bench for Sunday's game, man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, man, so that's where we at right now with that, man. I kind of like disappointed that the situation turned out with Josh Freeman. He's on the Vikings now, you know.
Now, what do you think about that? You think that's a good move for the Vikings?
They could do worse. They got Christian Ponder, so I'm thinking that maybe Josh should have the job in a couple of weeks. But I just think that Tampa Bay, man, they put the cart before the horse on Josh, man. I think it was a situation that got ugly. As because of the situation with the new coach and they got their signals crossed because you know that he missed the photo session, man, for the team picture.
Wow.
You know? And then there was a situation about how they maneuvered the vote for him to be the team captain. And so I just think that Greg Schiano and Josh Freeman wasn't going to get along. One of them had to go, and it wasn't going to be the coach.
Where are they going to start holding the coach accountable, though?
Well, they held Raheem Morris accountable. And they hurried up and got rid of him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But my franchise is funny like that, man. I don't know what the Glazers be thinking about sometimes, yo. It's like we can't stand prosperity. You know what I'm saying? We won the Super Bowl. We had John Gruden. Next thing you know, he was gone. You know what I mean? And we just can't, you know, prosper for, you know, period of term. We can't have a nice 5-7 year run of division titles and playoffs. You know what I mean? I want to be like that. I want to have a nice way to say, well, I know my team's going to be in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I can't get that with my Buccaneers, man. And I think the problem is just basically maybe it might be from the front office down.
Mm-hmm.
Because we get players. We got a team. We got a nice, pretty decent team on paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even with Josh.
Wow.
We went out and got Vincent Jackson. We got, you know, the draft pick. We got Doug Martin. You know, we went out and got Darrell Revis for the defense. Our defense is pretty tight. You know, so, I mean, it's got to be a problem deeper than what's being shown. But I think that Josh Freeman wasn't the problem. So Josh Freeman's not on the team anymore, so we're going to really see what it is.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So if Mike Glennon doesn't do what he does, we'll be right back at the draft lottery waiting for one of them seven quarterbacks that's going to come out.
Right. Without
you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. So that's basically where I'm at with my Bucks, man. We got the Eagles this week. Shout out to T. I got the message. You know what I mean? You got the laryngitis. That's early, but it's all good. You know what I mean? That's the Eagles fan in the building. We're going to chop it up this week. She got to laugh. She can't, unfortunately, she can't talk. Her vocal cords take it. I leave her absent. Oh, we got you got the applause for that. That wasn't me, T. That wasn't me. If you out there in radio land listening, that wasn't me. That was Mr. Lee behind the board. But, yeah, Mr. Lee, can you do that again? Woo! Yeah, there you go. Thank you. All right. Yeah, so, Shane, man, what's your early thoughts, man, on we're going to switch gears for a second. What's your early thoughts on the NBA, man? Tip-off is in a couple of weeks, man. You got any early anything out there looking early that you want to talk about and discuss? Because we're going to do the preview show, not next week, but the week after next, we'll do the NBA preview show. Talk all basketball. So what's your outlook for the season? So before it gets started, what's your outlook?
Man, I'm looking forward to the East being a beast.
Mm.
There's a lot of competition out east, or a lot of competition.
Yeah.
The couple games I done seen at Derrick Rose, it looks like
right.
He's all the way back.
Okay. That's what
all
it is.
All the way back. And they said his vertical has increased 5 inches.
Yeah, I saw that. So
muscle.
Right. So I think that
all the way back.
Do you think that it'll be he won't, you know, he hasn't missed a step or he hasn't lost a step or anything? He'll be ready to jump right back into the fire because it's gonna like you said, the East is a monster. So from day one, it's gonna be time to get it in.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Every game's gonna be big between New York, Brooklyn, Miami, Pacers, and Chicago, all them matchups.
Indiana, yeah.
Yeah, them all going to be big games all year long.
Okay, that's what it is, man. We definitely going to be having it rocking, man, because the first night of the season, October 29th, that's definitely a Tuesday, so we're going to be live and direct, chopping it up. But the Bulls play the Heat on that Tuesday night, so I know that people's attention is going to be divided. But, yeah, be here because we'll have you covered on After Further Review, man. So, yeah, man, I got the homie Shay in the building with me, man, live and direct. I appreciate you, fam. We're getting it in, 646-200-3838 is the math. They're telling me that the lines is blowing up or whatever. I don't care about that. Press 1, man, to get in on the conversation, man, so we can see what you're talking about, man. Bring something to the table.
Update. They nervous right now, man, because they nervous right now. They nervous about me, Tigers.
Yeah. I'll get ready to update, man. It's an update right now. Top of the ninth inning, Tigers 8, Oakland A's 6. A's have a runner at second with 2 out. Benoit's on the mound. 2 outs, count 2-2. Yeah, I think the phone's going to be lighting up, man, after this game is over, man. You know what I mean? But the Tigers, man, I think that, you know, that's what this series called for, Shay. 5 games, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Five
games, man, because, you know, evenly matched teams, anything can happen, yeah. I wasn't worried about even yesterday when the Tigers had the lead yesterday, I was like, I'm not worried about it because Oakland will do something or not. It's going to go to 5 games. I don't care how you slice it. You know what I mean? So again, man, you know, and this base, and people say they don't like baseball. That's it's sorry for you.
Wow.
You know, cause, you know, it's really sorry for you because the baseball players are exciting. You know what I mean? And that's just all that is.
Get that shit out of here.
Yeah, that's just all that is right there. You know, shout out to the Oakland A's and all that, the Detroit Tigers, man, for, you know, again, for making it exciting. Again, man, for making it exciting. Shout out to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They got rid of Atlanta last night. So the Dodgers are waiting for the winner of the Pirates and the Cardinals. And that game 5 is tomorrow. As soon as the bell goes off, I'll announce who we got on the line. All right, thank you. You know what that means, Shay. We got a call on the line, man. Angie's in the building. What's good, Angie? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
What's good, man?
I had you down for 8:45 tonight, so you made me look bad again. But it's all good. What's happening?
Listen, you don't expect nothing out of Angie.
I hear that. So what's the word? Are you proud of your boys for how they played on Sunday? Or
I really, really must say that was pure unadulterated football. You understand?
Okay.
And you played like you should play all season against all teams. You understand?
Mm.
Don't step your game up because you're playing against Peyton now. You know what
I'm
saying?
Right, right.
Bring that to the table every time. We'd be a lot higher than we are now.
That's what it is.
You know
what
I'm saying?
You know,
I'm not mad at that loss. You know?
Right, right.
It's a very high scoring game.
When you play like you don't have nothing to lose, Tigers win 8-6. When you play like you don't have nothing to lose, anything can happen. But I just think that, you know, like I was telling Shay earlier, it got down to the situation where Dallas really should have won that game.
Oh, absolutely.
And how we talked before about how the, you know, the play calling with Jason Garrett. You know, I'm going to say this. It's After Further Review, man. You're listening to After Further Review with the mayor. Jason Garrett is an idiot. Jason Garrett, I mean, what? Angie, the situation called for the keeping the ball. The situation did not call for you throwing the ball in that situation. Why?
That was just such bad judgment.
You run the ball. You play for overtime, and anything can happen. You know
absolutely
what I mean? Shout out to Ziggy, man, the Detroit Tigers, man. You can come off the ledge now. You know, you can exhale now.
Absolutely. That's,
you know what,
crazy.
I'm saying? Yeah, but
what you say? You can come off the ledge now?
Yeah, they can come in off the ledge now. You know what I mean? But again,
no, I was impressed. I was really impressed with Dallas football on
Sunday. Right. No doubt.
That's the best game I've seen.
Whoever said that they knew that the Cowboys was going to score 48 points on Denver is lying.
Yeah, they're lying, the truth ain't in them.
They're lying and the truth ain't in them. Ain't that how they say it?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But again, you know, Denver Broncos, man, they, you know, they can get what they want, but the defense still gave up 48 points. So a lot of teams should be looking at that saying, hey, if Dallas can do it.
Right, right, exactly.
If Tony Romo can rock them to sleep for 48 points.
Right, right.
Irregardless of the fact they don't have Von Miller, irregardless of the fact Kent Bailey and all of that, they don't, you know what I mean? Irregardless
right.
of that, they just got 48 points on Denver.
Right.
We got another call on the line. Ziggy, what's yeah? See what I told you, Shay? See what I told you?
You just called the man out.
As soon as that Tiger game is over, they're all gonna start flooding the line. What's good, Ziggy? Welcome to the Bigger Show, fam. I know you're feeling yourself right now. Speak your mind, baby.
I'm just getting off the bridge, bro. I ain't feeling myself.
That's what's good, man.
I'm not feeling myself. I just aged 20 years in the last 3 hours.
I hear you, man.
Hey, bro. Oh, hey. You can't help but to dig playoff baseball, though.
Yeah, I try to tell people.
Yeah, baseball is serious. They get serious in playoffs.
When the playoffs come, man, that's when it goes down. But yeah, man, I was talking earlier, man, to Shay, man, about fans, like how, you know, and even in the sports room group, and this is where I get it from. It's like, why do you see people that you never see before when you're winning? And when you're losing, you don't see none of these people. And then everybody has their own explanation and their own, you know, well, I knew they were going to win.
You
didn't
anyway. I was going to eat crow. I was planning on eating crow.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about you, Ziggy. I'm just talking about
you always show up, Ziggy.
Yeah,
you
Ziggy,
you
don't doubt, man. I got to give you a respect for yours. You're going to show up, win or lose. But
I was playing on eating crow tonight.
That's the difference I'm talking about, though. You'll show up. If the Tigers would have lost, you still would have showed up,
yeah.
Regardless. But I'm talking about like in these particular groups or whatever, man. How you know you see them? They talk like they really know what they're talking about when you're winning. But when you're losing, you
everybody
know,
got
what I don't understand.
Start
though,
when they
but
win.
You don't know what I don't understand. And I'm glad you said something about it. And I don't know if you noticed that I said something. I kind of liked what you said, and I said three different things about it. Microwave society fans. My goodness, with that Dallas-Denver game, people talking about Romo was a bum. Romo lost that game. Are you serious? How many other quarterbacks do you know that could have gotten into a high-scoring affair like that with Peyton?
See, that's the difference between people who talk sports and people who just looking at sports. Because
right.
The first thing that came to my mind was, what are you doing, Jason Garrett? Why are you throwing the ball? First of all, why are you throwing the ball? Play for overtime and take it like that.
Yep. Yes.
You didn't have nothing to lose in that situation. And then everybody was saying, well, Tony Romo, the same old Tony Romo. If you call the same plays, you're going to get the same results. Try a different one time. That's all I'm saying. You had the Denver Broncos on the ropes. You could have had bragging rights until Thanksgiving, baby. That's all I'm saying. You would have had bragging rights until Thanksgiving if you didn't win that game.
Dallas showed everybody the blueprint on how to beat Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't be beat. Honestly, because I'm about to tell you a team that's going to give Denver the blues when they run up against them. And do they play the Colts?
Yeah, they play the Colts in Indianapolis. Yeah, Peyton goes back to Indy.
Right, yeah, that's right. 2 weeks, right?
I think it's in 2 weeks. Yeah.
They're up on October.
They're going to catch the blues because the Colts is physical, too. And they got weapons just like Denver do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's gonna be in the back of Peyton's mind, Ziggy, when they play the coach, Robert Mathis off that edge. He gonna know Robert Mathis is gonna get in there.
And wouldn't it be ironic, and not to bring no bad wishes on nobody and knocking on wood and all of that? Wouldn't it be ironic if Mathis caught him lovely at the dome? Where he started out and had him stretched. Oh, man. I was so scared for this dude because I don't want to see him go out like that, man. You know what I mean? They try to rush him and just try to just will him to a Super Bowl. Last year was his best shot. Now he said, okay, you didn't do it last year. We're going to come back here. What happens when you don't do it this year? Then what?
Then what's the excuse?
Then what? You know what I'm saying? So let it play out. Like you said, that game in Indianapolis is going to be big. him going home, and, you know, everybody's in play. He got 16 touchdowns, and blah, 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 blah. Went down to Dallas and came out with escaped. They escaped.
Yeah.
You know? But, Ziggy, so anything stand out to you this weekend, man, as far as football is concerned?
This week that's coming up?
No, this week that just passed.
That the Jets are serious. The Jets is not playing. They not as bad as everybody thought they was going to be.
Okay.
First of all, and New Orleans, hey, they the real deal. As far as they,
Drew Brees
they,
is not
they
playing.
Go on road, if Brees, if they can go on the road and play like that, they're going to be tough to beat. Cause
okay.
You know they automatic at home. And life without Calvin is no good.
Hold on 1 second before we go any further. Miss Lavina, you on the board? Hit me with the crowd noise if you're on the board. Let me know because I'm about to go into something right now. All right, no doubt. Check it out. I got to give a round of applause to my man, Shay. Shay was 3-0 on his college pitch this week. I would have gave Ziggy a round of applause, but he had unfortunately he picked Northwestern. So
no, hey, check this out. It's not my fault that the referee, the Zebras don't know how to actually call a first down, because that
it's
was
okay.
Actually a first down. That
it's
was
okay.
A first
don't worry
down
about it.
All day long.
It's okay. We're going. And Miss Lavina, could you give the mayor a round of applause, please? Since I went 3-0 on my picks. Can I get another round of applause, please? Because I went 3-0 on my picks. Can I get another round of applause, please? Because I went 3-0 on my picks. All right.
Ohio State paid them off. Did Ohio State pay the Zebras off?
I don't know. Rob Jones went 3-0 on his picks. Could he get a round of applause, please? Can you give Rob Jones a round of applause, even though he's not here? Give him a round of applause. I'll accept his round of applause on his behalf. All right. And the homie Slate, he went 3-0 on his picks. So can I get a round of applause for Slate? I'll accept on his behalf. There you go. All right, there you go. So now, this is after further review. If you was wondering what you're listening to right now. We're tearing it up. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics, man. They said the lines is blowing up. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I got Angie in the building with me. I got Ziggy on the line. I got my man Shay in the house. Ziggy, how does your team look? What happened in Green Bay, man?
Life without Calvin. Hey, I don't know what to tell you. The only thing I can tell you is we look dysfunctional. The play calling sucked. Matthew Stafford, it was holes actually in the Green Bay defense. His accuracy is my biggest downfall with him. It was holes in the zone, but his accuracy, and like I said, sometimes you ever hear me say, slow down, please slow down some. That means sit in the pocket, man. You ain't gotta just sit there and run around just for the sake of running around.
I hear you. Just to add something more to right now, the NFL will play 3 regular season games in London next season. 3. This year's 2. Next year's going to be 3. The games will be hosted by Jacksonville, Atlanta, and the Oakland Raiders. All right? So you got that on after further review. The NFL will play 3 regular season games in London next season. They're going to involve the Jacksonville Jaguars, Atlanta Falcons, and the Oakland Raiders. So there you have that. So, Ziggy, man, it's just a thing where, you know, if you're going to play every week. Don't play 1 week, and then the next week you don't show up, and you already have a bunch of excuses. That's why I don't really, you know, I didn't really, I'm not disrespecting the Lions, because I think the Lions are good, but you got to win a game like that. You got to win a game like that, man. You know, like I was talking to Shay earlier about the Bengals and the Patriots. You know, I think that game would have turned out a little bit different if the weather would have cooperated. But that's still no excuse. The Bengals still won the game. You know, they held the Patriots to 6 points.
They played in the same weather as New England.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're exactly right, my dude. They played in the same weather. No doubt. So again, man, you know the any given Sunday, that thing that always holds true, man. Any given Sunday, Anybody could beat anybody, man. But
And I think that Matt Schwab is catching the Jake DeLong syndrome.
Back like that. Matt Schaub, you know what, Ziggy?
He's killing Houston, man.
I mean, a lot of quarterbacks are killing their teams, man. A lot of quarterbacks are killing their teams. You know, Matt Schaub is being exposed right now, and Matt Ryan is going to be next.
Oh, yeah, especially with Julio
out. They put these quarterbacks on pedestals. They win a couple of games. They have nice seasons or whatever. And then the next season when they slide, it's like, oh, it'll be okay. Then it's your slide is still, you're still going south. All right, that's the bell, man. So we got another call on the line. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening?
What's going on?
Ain't none, and everything at the same time. What's happening? How you be?
I'm well, you know, trying to get ready for this week and for our 12-game winning streak going on.
Who said a 12-game winning streak? You got to have a one-game winning streak first.
My brother, you was just doing our game plan. My brother was like, you think it's going to be 12? I can tell you right now, y'all, we're going to win 12-game winning streak.
We're
going to put some money on this. I said, we're going to win 12. We're going to win 12-game winning streak. That's what I'm thinking to my what I'm saying, 12 games.
I hear you.
I gotta think positive.
Yeah, I know you always do.
It starts
on Sunday. It starts on Sunday at MetLife against the rejuvenated New York Jets.
I know you saw that.
I know you looked at the schedule when the schedule came out and you said Steelers and the Jets. That's a W.
I was going to say something slick just now, but I think I'm going to hold on to that. You know you got to be careful saying something slick for me when my team's 0-4.
Come on. Yeah, 0-4. But my team is 0-4, so I can't really talk.
I couldn't believe Josh
had to get out of there. Wow. He hurried up and got him out of there.
Yeah. Wow.
That was the best thing that happened to him.
If Raheem Morris would have still been there, Josh would have still been there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't know what the organization is doing. I don't know what they're thinking about.
Can I ask you a question though?
Go ahead.
I would like to know, because first of all, didn't they leak that information out about his condition?
You're hearing two different stories about that.
Then they had the audacity to actually try to trade him after they leaked him out. He's damaged goods now.
Go ahead, Ziggy.
All teams got to do is wait for him to clear the waiver wire, and they get him for free.
Yeah, but see, it's like this. And this is just my opinion, and I agree with you what you're saying, but you got to look at it like this. Tampa Bay is not going to say, well, Josh Freeman is the best quarterback in the world. Probably after he done, you know, they had odds with each other. They're not going to, you know, put him in a good light. They're going to put him in a bad light. So whatever it is, whatever dirt they got on him, they're going to put it out there and say, okay, take at your own risk.
And he's still getting paid twice, though?
And he's still getting paid. Well, there you go.
You know what, Josh ain't even concerned about what dirt they have on him. He went out, he got out. Now he can just keep doing new plays. Stop they worrying about what dirt.
Now we're going to see. He don't got that Tampa Bay thing to fall back on. And if you do your numbers, then you was right. And if you don't do your numbers, then they was right.
Then they were right.
Minnesota got a quarterback now. Oh, my goodness. I'm kind of like, okay, now they got him a running game and a quarterback. If he actually plays to his potential, I ain't asking for him to throw 400 yards a game. Just don't lose it.
Yeah. I mean, to me, Josh Freeman is better than Christian Ponder all day. You know, I hate to see Josh go, man, but I don't know. It is what it is. That's right.
You know what? Sunday, Cowboys messed me up in the pool. Messed me up. Because I picked the Cowboys to win. You know, and it was totally when I was saying, I'm picking the Cowboys. I know I picked the Cowboys. And then when, you know, you pick the Cowboys doing their thing, you know, I'm like, oh, I see. and all of a sudden, that interception, I'm looking at the interception,
yeah.
And I'm looking at that number two loss I'm getting on the football team. I'm clearly at one loss already. One loss, not but one loss. I'm like, oh, that'd be easy. We're almost through that interception, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
It was a good game, but it come down to that interception. And to see that the decision that he could have went
I think this. I just think that this straight should have ran. They should have been running the ball in that situation.
Been,
run the clock out. Play for overtime.
Had that ball. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I was scratching my head after that one. I couldn't believe it.
And that's something when so he played excellent in that game. 500 yards.
Tony Romo's not a bad quarterback. Tony Romo's not bad. He's not bad at all. He's just he's had some bad luck. You know?
I'm glad I had him on my team this week.
I don't think it's bad luck. I just think he just does something where he over extends something that shouldn't have been
extended. Bad luck.
Tony Romo was extending plays
that whole game. Tony Romo was dodging sacks that whole game.
And then
the situation that just called for it, and then the linebacker Woody, he made a good play on the ball too. So again, you know, he made an excellent play on the ball.
You know what? I'm not saying that. Like, I don't consider that. Okay, maybe I don't personally don't consider that bad luck for him. I just think he just does stuff. And I think the first couple of plays, you know, Cowboys doing it, and then you know, Manning. But you got to think who Manning is. And he went right back to number 87 after that pass, after the fumble, went right back to 87 and this and that. It's just Romo just was flowing through that whole play. Everything was. Then all of a sudden, that one play.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive lineman got pushed back into. If you remember that play correctly, the offensive lineman got pushed back into Tony Romo's lap when he threw the ball. He didn't have time to set.
Right.
He really didn't have no delivery on it because he had a 300-pound cat sitting on his leg.
Right. So again, it happens, man. So you just gotta take that one, man, and grow on it. But now, like you said, Ziggy, man, the blueprint has been revealed. You know what I mean? So I don't know what to say about Jacksonville for this week against Denver, but I can guarantee you this: Jacksonville not going to score 48 points. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. I put my show on the line. Anybody want to? Jacksonville will not get 48 points. You know what I mean?
Hey, I don't know what's wrong with Jerry Jones. He's talking about that's a moral victory. What happened to the old Jerry Jones? What happened to the cat that showed everybody accountability?
What was he gonna do? Was he gonna fire Tony Romo? I can see where he's coming from. Like, who thought that they was gonna make this one of those exciting games and take it down to the wire? Denver Broncos coming in undefeated, blowing everybody away. Peyton Manning got 16 touchdown passes. And Tony Romo's this, like, happy-go-lucky dude that wins when he wins and loses when he's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? So it was all set up for Denver. Who would have known that it was like the Cowboys wasn't going nowhere? That whole game, they had a 14-0 lead, son.
Yeah.
Why play the game then?
You feel like that? Hey, Satan's playing. Satan put his pants on one leg at a time, just like Tony Romo did. Well, I hope the Jacksonville Jaguars are listening to y'all inspirational message. They're
going to definitely need it. Jaguars need to put up that number. Brady, Manning probably don't even play that whole game.
Yes. We're gonna talk about that later on in the show when we do our NFL picks. We're gonna pick the game, but we're gonna pick something else with that game too.
Not that game. That game is gonna pick.
Do they do a running clock in NFL?
Nah. It is what it is, man. You gotta take the bitter with the sweet. It's grown men playing their game, man. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no running clock. It ain't no mercy rule. It ain't none of that. It just is what T.I. is. Kia.
21-0, y'all.
Kia, what's up with your boy Jadeveon Clowney?
You know what? I think I'm going down to that game in November. We beat out down in South Carolina. I don't know what's going on. You know, I had high. You know my high expectations for South Carolina this year. High and more high, above a high expectation. I clearly don't know what's going on with South Carolina. They have dropped in the polls. I clearly don't know what's going on.
You want me to tell you what's going on with South Carolina?
No,
I'm going to tell you what's going on with South Carolina.
You're looking at his draft position.
They told him. They told him he's gonna be the number one pick in the draft, and it's a wrap. It's over.
The wrap. I'm done. I'm not playing.
It's over.
Even if he said they're gonna say he's gonna be the number one pick, I don't want him to be the number one pick. I don't want him to go to nobody like Jacksonville. I don't want him to go to Jaguars. I don't want him to go to nowhere more. I want him to be like the fourth. But there's gonna be a team that's gonna pick him. But I want him to go like the fourth and the fifth pick.
When you take your trip down to South Carolina, you need to talk to him and say, well, play good enough so you can be the fourth pick. Don't play good enough to be the number one pick.
Regardless, he plays, they're going to be a team that's going to take him. They're going to take him regardless.
To me, it's a situation where it's like, you know, I'm putting money on the line. It's tens of millions of dollars here at stake.
But you still have to play for your team.
Then leave the team. Why are you on the team?
I just took the whole year off.
Yeah, why are you on the team?
Just took the whole year off and just practice.
Somebody told me the other day, Kia and Zig, they told me that Javion Clowney is living off that one hit.
No, I don't think that's true.
You don't think so?
No.
When's the last time Javion Clowney made a good tackle after that hit?
What's the best tackle Javion Clowney made this season?
Kia, you gonna explain to me why that don't say nothing about Javion Clowney? What's the matter with him? His rib is hurt.
Why is he sitting out there?
All right. So I'm just saying, if you're sitting out and you're not hurt like that, you're hurting your team by not playing.
Of course, I agree that he's not playing this week.
So why does it not say nothing about him?
But that's not saying undercutting him as a captain over him. He's playing the door, so we all know he can play. I can't say he cannot play. I ain't seen him in the first couple games he played this year. He ain't doing all of that.
Okay, whatever. I'm just saying.
I know what you're saying, that he needs to play because he's hurt the team. I agree with you 100%.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
But those up here saying he cannot play amongst the least defense in the game.
I can't tell. He ain't out there. Come on.
Not even quiet.
The beginning of the season, people was like, they was writing his name on the Heisman Trophy. What's good?
Come on. Was he
reading his own press? He was believing his own press?
I don't think
he believes in that press or whatever, but I mean, you know, don't suck in and say he's not in the talk or the conversation in his playing ability. Because, you know, I agree he should play this weekend. What is telling him that he's not playing this weekend? It's the cash registers going off in his head. Come on, he won't be the first person or the last. Don't even use him as a suspect, him as the first person. He's not suspect of not playing this weekend. But, you know, come on.
No, I'm trying to understand what you're saying, but you're not really making no point.
No, you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't really.
No,
you're telling me it's not about him, and it's only about him.
Yeah, come on.
What? Make your point.
Come on, it's not. Of course, fine, he's not playing this weekend. I don't know the reason why he's not playing this weekend.
He wasn't playing because he had a muscle strain near his rib area.
And to add to that, his trainer didn't even tell the coach.
If it's a rib area where you have to breathe, and maybe we don't know if get up and let you play. Come on, I'm not going to take care of you.
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mayor. And to make and to add to that, his trainers didn't even tell the coach because they didn't even believe it.
Right.
So
right.
They didn't even say nothing to Steve Spurrier. Steve Spurrier had to walk up to him and ask him why he not dressed. And he said, I'm not playing. Come on. That's how they do it down there.
Hey, Ziggy, you know what that sound like? Sound like he put some gasoline in the helicopter, cousin. There's some gasoline in the limousine. That's what it sound like to me. He's getting the limousine gassed up. He ain't playing. When did they start doing that?
Right. When do the coach got to come up to you instead of the trainer saying, hey, coach, such and such is not going to be able to do this today?
You know what I mean? When did they start doing that? And nothing, no disrespect to Jadeveon Clowney. He's a great player and all that.
I don't think Jadeveon Clowney is worried about who's disrespecting him. I'm just saying, I agree with you. He should be playing. I agree with you. I want him to play. But I don't think the radio party is going to know who got something to say while he's not playing.
They're watching that.
Hey, you need to be worried about the GMs, man. You need to be worried about the GMs.
My thing is, I don't think these guys play it. I'm just playing. Players don't worry about what nobody says. I agree with you. 250% of his ass to be playing. Sunday. I want to see him play. People really are coming from all over to watch this guy play. And you're not playing Sunday. Of course, from Lions up this day, not playing.
Right.
I agree. Y'all are coming up to watch him play. And all of a sudden, you're telling me you're not playing. People are going to be mad Sunday. Saturday when they don't see him playing.
They're going to be mad Sunday when they don't see him playing.
And the GMs ain't going to pay. And Mayor, and he's sitting in the green room wondering why he ain't picked up a day one.
That's all I was trying to say. When he's sitting there.
I know what you were saying. I already knew what you were saying.
Let me tell you one thing, because one thing about that name, he won't be sitting in the green room.
She said common sense. Are you serious?
I've seen this movie before.
As many people as we watch sitting there, they're going to get picked high. And they still sit around.
Are you actually thinking that
you ain't got no work ethic.
The way he acted right now, I would not be surprised.
He's not playing this weekend.
He might end up being a fourth or fifth or sixth pick.
You bumped your head, you'll be a fifth round. You know what? I didn't say fifth round.
I said fifth pick. There's a difference. I know what I'm talking about.
I don't want to see him going that low.
And all we're talking about right now is his work ethic. That's all we're talking about right now.
That can't be taught. That's in you.
Somebody told him that he's going to be a top pick in the draft, and he shut everything. He shut it down. His mind ain't even trying to be in the SEC. His mind ain't in the SEC no more. He ain't there no more. His mind is in the NFL.
I agree with you 100%. I'm not saying you're wrong. Believe me, there's going to be a lot of hype this weekend for this game because of the fact that he's not going to be right. I agree with you 100%. But don't sit here and try to cut him and think he's going to be like, flip way down the last second.
If he don't want to play, he need to sit down because the thing about it is, the last thing you need to be on the football field is less than 100%. Playing at 50% because that's how you get hurt. And that's money coming out your pocket.
Yep.
When you come up.
And that's what he worried about in the first place.
If you're going to shut it down, shut it down.
Shut it all the way down.
Because that ain't fair to your teammates. That ain't fair to your coaches. That is not fair to everybody. Like, that everybody can get on a plane and come all the way across country to see you.
And all that's saying is you waiting for draft day. You waiting for April. That's all that's saying.
If you're going to shut it down and say, I don't want to play no more
turn in your jersey, turn in your helmet, and keep it moving. And get your degree. Get out of there. There you go. So we here, man, live and direct, man. Yeah. Yeah. The charcoals is burning, man. After further review is in your mind right now. 646-200-3838 is the math. wanting to get in on the conversation. I got your picks. It's in the building. I see you, Trace. We in the house. I got your picks. Kia, basketball about to pop off. Your favorite time of the year. You got any things to say about the basketball season that's coming up?
Well,
you
I'm ready.
You,
I can't wait to see Derrick Rose play. I seen him play the other night a little bit. I didn't see the whole game. So I can't wait to see him suit up and play. Of course, you know my Lakers.
I got high hopes, and playoffs, and all that good stuff.
Kobe, the greatest player. You know, my top. And people say, "Kid, well, who's your top five?" And I always say my top five is 1, 2, 5. Body in the top five position. And after that top five is Rondo and Derrick Rose. Every other player don't exist. So, I'm just like my Lakers.
I hear you. We're going to slide off into something right quick for a few minutes, just a few minutes. I want to touch on this fight coming up this weekend. Timothy Bradley and Juan Manuel Marquez. Any ideas on the fight, Ziggy? What do you think about that fight?
I'm backing out of this. I ain't even in the fight.
You're not in that conversation? You gonna wave the white flag on that one.
Last time I listened to you, I ended up spending $70.
Oh, damn. Well, don't be listening to me, fam. Well, hey, take this out. Let me hold something. You gonna listen to me so bad, let me hold something. There it is. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, speaking of that, man, the mayor, man, get at me, man. We're going to start off a little couple of things behind the scenes, man. So if you got a business or whatever that you want advertised and you want to shout out by the mayor on the After Further Review show, get at me. The email is kipstachio@yahoo.com. That's kipstachio@yahoo.com. Get at me, man. If you want your business shout out on the After Further Review show on Tuesday nights, man, holler at me. We can do some business. Yeah, I think this fight with Timothy Bradley and Juan Manuel Marquez is going to be a good fight. The last two people that allegedly beat Manny Pacquiao, Marquez knocked Manny Pacquiao out. Timothy Bradley, I don't know, Stevie Wonder and them was judging that fight, but I don't care what nobody say, Bradley did not win that fight. But anyway, I think it's going to be a good fight. I don't think it's going to go the distance. I think Timothy Bradley is going to bring, you know, his hard head and his go for broke style to the table. And I think he might smother Manuel Marquez. But it just depends. If Marquez can handle that storm that Bradley's going to bring to him, then, you know, it's going to be a good fight. But I think Bradley might catch him with something late. I'm taking Bradley in the, like, 7th, 8th round TKO over Marquez on Saturday night. All right, so we in the building, man, 646-200-3838. That's the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Hey, yo, Ziggy, we about to jump into these picks right quick, man, because I want to touch base on something. Yes, sir.
Hey, can I have my trade offer that I asked you about? Because you ain't never got back to me. My bed got off.
You saying what now?
T.Y. Hilton.
What about him?
Can
you have him? in a trade?
Yes, sir.
My office just closed, man. You might have to get me tomorrow about that. The office just closed, Ziggy. Everybody just
left. I put that offer out there on draft
that
you never got back to me.
The Brooklyn Swiftways' office is closed for the evening. Our office hours are from 5 to 6.
All right.
Holler at your boy. But we might be able to talk a little something, man. So I need a lift to my team, man. My split blazers. We 3-2 now, man. We done lost 2 in a row, man. I don't like how that looks right now. After Further Review is in the house. We are live and direct on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 on GQ Palace Radio in the building. NCAA men's college basketball about to pop off. We're about to have Midnight Madness popping off, so that's another thing that we're about to get into. Ziggy, who's your college team, man?
Michigan,
okay, no doubt you're in the building. Is Shay still with us? All right, Shay, man, you quiet, man. Speak up, man. What's your basketball team, fam? College basketball. Okay, so do you have an opinion about the situation with PJ Hampton?
Nah, not really.
Well, I just want to bring you up to speed. One of the guys that was working at with North Carolina Athletes for 23 years, he wrote a letter to Roy Williams, saying that his decision not to cut PJ Hairston off the team was disgraceful. You know, because he got caught with in the rented truck, the Yukon truck, and they had some weed in it or whatever, and he was driving without a license, and they found a gun, and nothing happened to him. So I think, they're taking it really serious because, they're looking at it like, here's another athlete getting over, you know what I'm saying?
They wanted Roy Williams to cut him?
They want Roy Williams to let him go, yeah.
No way.
They want Roy Williams to let him go. Because
he's not going to do that.
Hey, but once the boosters start talking.
Yeah. And once they start taking them zeros off of that check, what I mean? But I'm not saying
they're not going to take that off of him. Come on.
Roy Williams is not Dean Smith. I'm going to say that.
Oh, yeah, true.
Roy Williams ain't Dean Smith.
And let me tell you something, and a lot of alumni ain't going to even be bothered that long because he's doing what he had to do. He's doing whatever he needs to do, his probation or whatever, and he's playing basketball and winning games. They ain't crying about nothing.
Yeah,
they don't be crying about nothing.
Yeah.
This is North Carolina, though.
Yeah, that there you go, North Carolina.
It's not no sisters of the poor.
Right. It's not like BYU where the guy got kicked off the team so he had sex with his girlfriend. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know BYU is Brigham Young. That's Brigham Young.
Yeah, BYU is Brigham Young, right?
Yeah, totally different.
I know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about total different background for college. Like they're more strict rules there at that university.
But the thing is, Ms. Kia, you're not following me. The rules were broken. I don't care about the different rules. Who's a Mormon and who's that? The rules were broken. That's the bottom line.
I understand that, but North Carolina is not. I knew that was going. They wasn't going to cut him. Come on.
Go ahead, Kia. You were saying?
He should have got something, but not kicked off the team.
Right.
Okay,
that's the key word.
Though,
you
man.
Said it. Something.
If he would have got something,
If his name is Joe Schmo and he was the 12th man on the bench, do you think he'd still be on the team?
Oh, no, he'd be up the team.
He got pulled over in a felon's car. He had weed on him and a gun.
Of course he would have been cut. Of course.
Yeah, so what's the difference between the 12th man on the bench and P.J. Hairston?
Because P.J. Hairston is, premier players.
Okay, there you go. All right.
Come on. There you go.
There you go.
That's why I said alumni ain't going to be saying nothing. Because if he's winning championships, getting them back to a Sweet 16 or a Sweet whatever, they're not going to be saying nothing. Come on.
It's been a minute.
But I agree. Okay. I agree with you. Like, if the 12th man, yeah, he would have been cut. He would have been cut, both gone, twice, back, and everything. Kicked out.
But, okay, so I say this to you, Kia. If the 12th man on the team for North Carolina, if he got, when it was in the same situation with P.J. Hairston, he would have got cut, correct?
But again,
what I'm saying, though, Shay, he still was a contributor on that team. If he wasn't good enough to make that team, he wouldn't be a factor.
Okay,
so,
but he's contributing. Okay, you say he's contributing, which he probably is. Okay, so they'll get somebody else in to contribute what his piece is, what he's contributing. But he's not contributing.
But they can't get nobody else
to
replace P.J. Hairston.
Right.
That's okay.
All
right.
Come on. All
right.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know.
Don't get me wrong. I don't agree with it. But we all knew. You knew he wasn't going to be cut. Come on. You knew he wasn't going to be cut.
Right.
But I agree with maybe probation.
Right.
He's doing some community time hours. And he has to walk in a lot of hours. I agree. But being cut from the team, no way he's going to get cut.
No.
Man, this is his first time.
And you know what?
Trouble.
Huh?
Running a renegade program now, huh?
I can see if he was a repeat offender or something.
Right.
And my thing about that, too, is the fact that there was no... And one thing about nothing, you know, there's no way anybody, like, Boots alumni have been saying something, because that would have been all known alumni coming talking. Alumni are not talking down there about that situation. They're letting Roy Williams, the FS director, they handle that situation, and they deem fit that he's not going to be cut. So, I mean, they'll be... Let's move on.
All right. I'm glad I'm not a North Carolina fan like that. But
North Carolina fan, but we all know.
Yeah, he got pulled over. He got pulled over in June, and he got pulled over in July.
Bam, bam,
bam, bam.
He won't be getting pulled over again.
I hope nobody on Syracuse goes out and murders somebody. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's not the 12th man on the bench. You know what I'm saying? You could go out and do anything. And if you're scoring points or you're scoring touchdowns or you're making tackles, don't worry about it. You good.
I hope Glenn Robinson III don't go out to a nightclub and shoot himself.
You know? I mean, what do you say? Are the alumni...
Every incident is not... Come on, he wasn't going to be cut. Point blank, there's nothing even to be discussed about that going on. He wasn't going to be cut. And Roy Williams, as the coach, he wasn't
so
going
to
be cut.
So he don't even deserve to miss a couple of games.
North Carolina's question. North Carolina's question. If Roy Williams says he's not going to be cut, they're going to discipline him a different way, then that's what North Carolina is going to do. North Carolina, this is my thing. North Carolina's not worrying about this time. It's not worrying about what any naysayers outside is saying. They got to handle the situation. They got to make the decision. It's a done deal.
But still, they just went through something with the football team.
Well,
so now they're dealing with something
with
the basketball team.
That's the football team. Well, now we got to deal with this right now. But this is my thing about every program is this program. When they deem fit, they're letting this them play or whatever. I don't think they can care less what everybody else is saying.
And that's bad.
Right now.
Hey,
that's
real
bad.
I don't think that's bad at all.
You don't think that's
put them on the radar? You don't think they put them on the NCAA radar, the fat white... Excuse me. You don't think that puts them on the NCAA radar when, if he's not at least about two or three games? Okay, so North Carolina is running the renegade. Oh, okay. So anybody can do this.
That's what I mean. That if you sit back on the outside looking in, you mean to tell me? So you telling me now, if it was me, if I was arrested driving a car with no license, I had mad drugs and a gun in a felon's car, and I was working at the school, they wouldn't put me in, and I worked for the school for 25 years, and I did all this stuff for the school with this, they wouldn't suspend me or fire me or nothing. Because I'm too important to their bottom line. Are you serious?
That's the way it works, though, man.
You're right, though, Shay. That's the way it works.
That's
but you know what, though?
Dugusky, though, when he turned around and he did what he did, and everybody was mad at Joe Paul because they felt like he should have knew more.
Yeah. But then you know what, though?
They ran Joe Paul straight out of town.
They killed him. They killed Joe Paterno, knock on wood, man. You know what I mean? They took a couple of years off his life, man, with that whole scenario, man. But it's the situation like that with Penn State, though. But you know what, though, they doing now to Penn State, though, Ziggy? They trying to give their scholarships back.
Back, yeah.
So, really, it's like, let some time go by, let everybody forget about it, let it die down a little, and then everything will be back to normal status quo. But, again, as far as...
The governor of that state sued. You know, there's a lot of lawsuits going on now, but they're trying to sue because they're trying to, like, you know, step in it. But that's two different situations. Like I said, Penn State situation was a touchy one, was a, you know, something that... But, With North Carolina, you can't compare the two situations in the state of North Carolina. My thing is, Roy Williams, as the coach, made the decision. It's done.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's whatever, it's whatever with me, but I think that's been now my Syracuse Orangemen is down in ACC country now. I got North Carolina is the competition now, so I gotta, you know, every edge I can get, man. I'm trying to get it, man. You know what I mean? That's just what that is right there. We faced that time in the show, man, where we do our picks, man. We gonna jump back into the NFL right quick. We got three picks. We pick three games every week, man. And in honor of T, I promised her last week that we would do, we're going to jump right into it. I promised her last week that we would do the Eagles in Tampa Bay. But since she's not here to speak up for herself, we're going to put her absentee ballot in, get an absentee ballot in for T and the Eagles. So I'm going to mark her down right now for the Eagles and all of that. Yeah, Eagles in Tampa Bay coming up on Sunday. Ziggy, who you got?
Philly.
Thank you, thank you. We appreciate that. Shay, who you got, fam?
I think Tampa Bay might sneak their first one of the year against Philly.
All right. Kill, who you got?
I got Vic.
You got what?
Vic ain't playing.
They said he might be. He said it's gonna be a game day decision. He might be because I thought I was gonna bench him at first, but then I looked it up and it was like he was going to be practicing all week.
I got the Eagles and Vic is playing that game.
All
right, if Vic's playing, I'm switching my pick, Mayor.
All right, if Vic's playing, you're switching your pick. There you go. I like that. There you go. Switch your pick. If Vic's playing.
He is playing.
And I hope for y'all case that Vic is playing. Y'all listening, Ziggy, if you want to.
Hey, look who your quarterback is. Look who your quarterback is. I'm still going with
Philly. That's what it is. We're not going to go 0-16. We're going to win the game. And T, I hope you listening, T. Tampa Bay 35, Eagles 10. I hope you listen.
Oh, you know, so, well, that's not the score going to be at. It's going to be
that's
score.
What it is. you worry about your Steelers trying to beat the Jets, okay?
You must have fared winning over the week.
You worry about your Steelers trying to beat the Jets, okay?
We win in 12 straight games, so I don't worry about that.
And if you don't finish at 500, Mike Tomlin gonna be looking for another mixed master massacre to DJ at.
You know, Mike. You know Tomlin.
He gonna be robbing old man Quillens.
Oh boy, you know good as well. Tomlin's job is not even.
He gonna be robbing old man Quillens.
Tomlin's job is not even.
That was a Juice reference for all y'all youngsters out there that never seen the movie Juice. Go get that movie. Go get it on Blu-ray. Holler at your boy. It's the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. The next game that we're going to rock out with is Jacksonville Jaguars and the Denver Broncos. All right. Now, the thing with this game is the Denver Broncos have been installed as a 28-point favorite. And I'm going to ask an extra question to go along with this game. Who's going to win and is Denver going to cover? Ziggy, who's going to win, and is Denver going to cover?
Denver, yes.
Denver's going to win, and Denver's going to cover. Ziggy said Denver win, Denver covers. Shay.
Denver.
Denver win, did they cover?
Hell yeah.
All right. he put the emphasis on it.
Exclamation point on it.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, Kia, who you got? You got Denver?
I got Denver.
Are they covering?
Yeah, they're going to get that.
Got you. All right, who else we got here? We got Ziggy. We missing somebody. Shay, Ziggy, Colty. Yeah, I think Denver's gonna be on a mission, man. They went to Dallas. Dallas tried to play us out. Yeah, they're gonna take it out on Jacksonville. I think Denver's gonna. I'm gonna say Denver's gonna beat them by 30. By 28. Well, shit, another 2 points. They're gonna hurt nothing. Denver by 30. The last game that we're going to do for the NFL situation is the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys, the Sunday night game. Ziggy, who you got?
It's Dallas.
Where's that game at?
It's in Dallas.
How about the Cowboys?
It's in Dallas. Ziggy, it's in Dallas?
Dallas.
All right. Shay, who you got?
I got Dallas.
Got you. Kia, who you like?
I'm going to go with the Skins in this one.
Okay. I'm going to rock out with – I don't think that game against Denver was a fluke. I think that game right there, was just kind of like a portent of things to come. But Dallas might also suffer a letdown. Washington is not going to be playing in that game on Sunday night. But I'm still going to roll with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are going to win that game. So we got three games. We got the Eagles in Tampa Bay. We got Jacksonville Jaguars and the Denver Broncos. And we got the Washington Redskins and the Dallas Cowboys. You're listening to After Further Review on GQ Palace Radio. We got the three NCAA college games that we're going to touch on. The first one that we're going to get into is Boston College and Clemson. Kia, who you like?
I'm going to Clemson.
Clemson. Ziggy, who you got?
Clemson.
Shay, who you got?
Clemson.
All right. So it's a clean sweep across the board. I'm rocking with Clemson. The second game, we got Stanford against Utah. That's going to be a good game on the low.
That's going to be a good
game.
What about
your West Coast teams? Stanford and Utah. Oh, T's checking in. I guess her fingers work because her throat doesn't. She says she likes the Eagles, the Broncos, and the Cowboys. All right, I'll put you down. I got you, T. Stanford and Utah. Kia, who you got?
And Stanford's on the road for that one, right?
No, I think it's in, let me see, it's in Utah, I believe. Let me see.
I'm going with Stanford.
It's on. It's in Utah.
I'm going to go with Stanford because I don't think Utah is going to be able to stop Stanford.
All right, Ziggy, who you got?
Stanford.
Got you. Shay, who you got, my dude?
Stanford.
All right. Yeah, I think Stanford's worthy of that top five pick. And Utah's no joke, but I don't
they're
think
not,
they're ready for Stanford, though. Stanford's going to – we got a clean sweep, Stanford. I'm taking Stanford in that game. The last game that we're going to touch on for this week for the college ranks is Missouri against Georgia. It's in Georgia,
Woo-hoo.
Between the hedges. Shay, who you got?
I got Georgia.
Why are you ringing the bell in the middle of the picks? First, who we got on the line, man? Welcome to the bigger show. James, what's good, man? Hold on for 1 second, all right? Thanks.
All right.
Shay, who you got?
Georgia.
All right. Ziggy, who you got, my dude?
Georgia.
Georgia. Kia, who you got?
I'm going to go with Georgia.
All right. I'm going to go with Georgia. Clean sweep across the board. James, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, man.
What's going on, people?
Everything's everything, man. Everything's everything.
Are you getting two from three?
AT, we're doing Boston and College and Clemson, too, so you need one more pick. I got you. Stanford and Georgia, I got you. I need one more pick, T. I need your Boston College and Clemson pick. All right. So yeah, James, what's happening, my dude?
What's going on? I'm good. I'm just catching my breath after the Tigers game, man.
yeah, I know. But we're glad the Tigers won, so you can call
Ben
in and all of that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So you ready to go out to Oakland and celebrate that Game 5 victory or what, man? You got faith in your team?
Yeah, let's get it.
Oh yeah,
the Tigers be killing me, boy.
They make it interesting.
One minute you ready to hang Jim Leland out the window. Then the next minute he's the man. I don't get it, man. I don't understand, but it's all good. It's not my thing. I don't have to worry about that. I ain't got to worry about that. But, so James, right quick, man, let me get your picks for this week. We got Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. Who you got?
Philly.
All right. I got you, James.
Wait.
And Denver.
Is Vic out? Ain't Foles starting?
I heard that he wasn't playing on Sunday, but Ziggy said he was. So, I don't know. Who you going to believe? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll take Philly anyway.
Okay.
Jacksonville, train wreck right now.
Jacksonville and Denver.
I actually think Denver's going to cover this 28-point spread.
Okay, I was getting ready to ask you that. There you go. So there you go. I got you marked down for that. There you go. And the last game that we're going to do for the week, Washington and Dallas. Who you got, G?
I don't think Romo goes off like he did last Sunday, but I still think Dallas wins.
All right. Got you. Gotcha. And we got you down for Clemson. Stanford and Utah, what's your pick?
Stanford.
Gotcha. And Georgia and Missouri.
Bulldogs.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so yeah, so any comments you want to make about that stirring Tigers victory?
No, I do not want to discuss it. I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad JV is pitching the day after tomorrow.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Yeah, so
who's pitching game five?
JV is pitching game five. Mm. Yep. He used Scherzer tonight.
Back
was up against the wall. Our back was up against the wall. He had no choice.
Yeah, he had no choice. He had to. And they
and
was,
you know
they
what? Was, he might have to use him again. He might have to use him again in Oakland in Game 5. Everybody's available.
I use Sanchez.
Everybody's available,
again.
Son.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Everybody's going to be available.
Everybody's available.
Yeah, off day tomorrow.
Yeah. And I think that, again, you know, the Tigers finally hit some home runs tonight, man. You didn't have any home runs in this series.
We didn't
Nobody
have
Nobody hit a home run in this
hit.
Series before tonight.
Johnny
up,
P.
Up until that last outburst, I think we had only scored in three innings and three out of 27 innings.
Right. So, I mean, you know, the bats came alive, man. They scored. You got 8 runs tonight. The bats came alive. You were averaging 2 runs in the playoffs. You had 3 in game 1. You had 3 in game 3 because you got shut out in game 2 because it was a walk-off. You got 8
right.
tonight, which was, you know, I mean, the bats came alive. They had to. Like you said, your backs are against the wall. Now you got to do it all over again, you know, against Alan Oakland against Bartolo Colon.
Now, what I want to hear now is that all these so-called experts and all these fans that have been screaming, I don't want no cheater playing on my team, I bet they're kissing up to Johnny Peralta now.
Yes, ooh. Sir.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Had it not been for Johnny Peralta, it wouldn't be no flight to Oakland.
Yeah. How about that?
Not unless we was going to see game 3 between them and the Red Sox.
Mm. I mean, you know, again, you know what? But today, I say the man served his time, man. He paid his debt. He got suspended 50 games. He sat his 50 games, and now, you know, that's behind him. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm not happy with this. But you know what? I'm not. That would be beneath a Yankee fan to say, well, oh, Johnny Peralta's, you know, on steroids. Nah, he paid his debt. He did
right.
what he had to
I
do.
Could,
so, you know, that's what
like,
it is.
And I would like to tip my hat off to V Mark.
Yeah, Victor Martinez showed
oh, yeah.
up.
Third. He showed
oh, yeah.
up tonight. He must have been mad about from the ninth inning from yesterday.
They were getting ready to get into it, wasn't they?
Oh, they
yeah.
it was about
they
to
had
go
the
down.
They had the volume turned up loud and clear. You heard everything crystal clear. Oh, man. I heard he actually checked him at the
him and his family. Well, he went to a restaurant in this, and he checked him at the restaurant while he was having dinner with his family.
Mm.
Whoa!
Yeah, man. But it's serious.
So that,
man. Playoff baseball.
Was that?
No
one who was that? I forget. It was something happened during basketball season. Somebody chased a dude down the hallway trying to talk to him, trying to get at him.
Wasn't that when Carmelo waited outside the outside.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't that Melo and Kevin Garnett?
When he said La La tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. You don't never forget nothing like that.
Right. He was waiting outside the bus.
Honey Nut Cheerios. And he said, I'm going to wait for this dude outside the bus. I don't give a damn.
Right.
Woo. Yeah, they get to there, man. Word up, man. But yeah, man, we here, man. James, man, thanks for calling in and checking in with us, man. No doubt. What's your opinion on these new Pro Bowl uniforms? Have you seen the new Pro Bowl uniforms that they're
supposed
to be
wearing?
Oregon and Oregon State playing or something?
That's what it looks like.
Well, you know, if we know anything about Nike, Phil Knight is going to make his mark on whatever he do.
Yeah,
but I think about the Pro Bowl. I think about the red and the blue.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought that the
I grew up on
my
red
thing
and
about
blue.
The Pro Bowl was the thing about that was to see, you know, all the players with the different helmets running around. That was my thing. I would watch some Pro Bowls and be like, wow, all these different helmets or whatever.
Right. Everybody
really
wearing their own
helmets.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was more about the helmets that was playing, the different helmets and whatever. But yeah, man, like you said, you know, Phil Knight is gonna, you know, keep his hand on everything. You know what I mean? Make sure that that Nike is going to be involved in whatever's going on. If there's a T-shirt being sold in the park, he wants in. You know what I'm saying?
He wants his cut.
He wants in.
I want my cut.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. It's just like that. You know, we know that money is the root of everything when it comes to this sports situation, though, man. But again, man, we like it. That's why we talk about it. You know what I mean? And we're here, and that's what keeps us going. You know what I mean? Talking about this sports situation and all that. I didn't hear the bell, but anyway, so I'm gonna chime you in, Malcolm. What's good, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's happening? Yeah, never mind. Malcolm, what's happening, man? Welcome to the Bigger Show. Hello?
Malcolm must have disconnected.
Yeah, he must have been like, I waited too long, the bell didn't come in. So, all right, we're going to keep it moving.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Yeah, me.
What's good, man? I see you still got that Cowboys pride with you, man. Come talk about it, man. We got some time now. Talk about it, man. Are you with the opinion of that? You always said that Jason Garrett was a horrible play caller. Was that another example of that at the end of that Denver game?
No, actually, he didn't call plays. You know, Callahan calls the play now. My thing is, they did. Let me hear something. Romo played the best I've seen any quarterback play I think ever, yo. He was doing
ever.
I mean,
ever.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Ever,
something.
Ever.
No.
That's a Cowboys fan for you.
Ever.
No. Let me finish. My point is, he was on fire like nobody else. I ain't never seen a quarterback play that good since Aaron Rodgers did Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl.
Right.
My point was, he played that great, and I didn't want it to get into his hands at the end of the game. I said, can my defense stop one time? That's all I asked was one time. The defense couldn't stop him at all. And anybody, I said, this is the halftime. I even said this. I said, they're going to wound up, and Romo will come back within the touchdown. I didn't know he would go ahead. I thought he was in the touchdown. And he goes to drive down to tie the score and throw an interception or fumble, and then they'll blame Romo. But the defense didn't hold him one time. I said, now, when Romo took the lead, I said, we need this defense to step up huge. Step up huge for us. And the defense let us down, man. They were terrible, man. I'm sorry, man. Everybody won't blame the loss on Romo if you can, but you can't blame it all on Romo when your defense
is. That's what I say. You can't blame this one on Romo. I think that they should have ran the ball. Because you didn't have nothing to lose. Run that timeout, go to overtime. You was already in the driver's seat. Okay, you scored 48 points on Denver. What did you have to lose by just running the ball out and going to overtime?
You know what the problem was? Denver had three timeouts.
So they had to make it. So they had to make a first down. So still, again, you still. Why are you passing the ball?
They had to. Everybody forgets this point. You do remember the holding call on DeMarcus Murray?
Yeah.
Where he just scored 25.
That pushed him back. Yeah.
When he was on fire, he hit Witten for 25 yards down the sideline.
Right.
Okay. And that brought it back because he holding the dude's ankle, and the dude ain't even in the play. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the stupidest penalty. Penalty killed us, but the defense killed us even worse than the Bills.
Okay.
That's how bad it was.
Okay.
Then, after that, he got sacked, and then he threw the interception.
Right.
My point was, it was crazy going that way. My thing is, hey, it's a loss. I don't care if you lose by one or you lose by 50. A loss is a loss.
Yeah.
Well, no big deal. Like I said, hey, they just got to regroup and come back.
No doubt.
Right now,
we got a special request. Shout out to the big homie Bruce out there in Nevada and all that. Bruce has a question for Kia Henderson. He says, "What's going on, Kia Henderson? Your record is under 500 in the NFL picks going into Week 6."
I knew you were gonna say something. I knew.
We don't
play after further review. We don't do none of that subliminal stuff. We're going to call your name, your government name, your middle name, all of that. So, Bruce, shout out to the homie Bruce out there in Nevada. I see you, my Jenny. What's going on, Kia Henderson? Would you like to explain yourself? Your record is under 500. Bruce wants to know what's going on.
I know my record is under 500, and I think I have told that 49er Faker fan about my record. Under 44.
Shout out to the homie Bruce, man. I see you, my dude. I see you. Word up.
And I have 40 Faker self. To worry about the 40 Fakers, and I'll worry about the Steelers. I know we under 500 right now. I know we under 500.
No, he didn't say we like, under 500. You
I
under
know,
500.
I said,
are you
I
saying?
Know,
he didn't
I know
say
we're
we.
Under
he said you.
When I said
they was under, hell, they was under 500 when they lost their first one.
Tell Bruce that 40 Fakers. Worry about the 40 Fakers. 40 Fakers. I knew he said that.
But that's all right. That's all right, Joe Kid. You got a chance. You only won game,
on.
You got a chance to redeem yourself.
Come on,
it's all good.
I ain't worried about it. Bruce knows.
It's all good.
Bruce knows after the review. I'll post something.
Yeah, so after going into week 6, we got the mayor in the lead, of course, 49-28. I was 9-5 this week. Bruce is 47-27. He was 9-5 also this week. Lil Nick in the building, 39-37. She's 8-6 this week. Kia, she's 29-30. She was 5-9 for the week. Tracy in the house, 27-18, 9-5 for the week. And shout out to my big homie Slate, 25-19. He was 6-8 for the week. Yeah, Kia. So you know you got a chance to step your game up and improve your record. It's all good. Come get down with us after further review, man. We pick all the games for every week, and it is what it is. So again, Kia, you know Bruce wanted to know what was going on. You know he was curious.
Me. I'm going to threat Bruce after further review.
I was just curious. He wanted to know what's going on.
I will be addressing his curiosity on after further review.
Yes. Miss Lavina, can we get a round of applause? The man will definitely be in the building on the 18th, man, holding it down. So can we get a round of applause for that? All right, yeah, there it is. That's all. The man's gonna be in the house on the 18th. That's what it is. Yeah, man. So after further review, is doing it to you again on a Tuesday night, man. I got the usual suspects in the building with me, man. Word up. I got my man Malcolm A holding it down. I got James in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
He is in the house. Angie, she was with us, but she had to go take care of some business. My man Shay is in the building. Ziggy's in the house, most definitely. So you know what it is. After further review, T is here in the building. She's with us in absence. You know what I mean? She's here in spirit. Even though she knows you got a week to get your throat together, because you know I'm gonna be talking about you next week after my Buccaneers do it to your Eagles. You know what I'm saying? So we here, man, after further review. T is in the building, man, shooting messages and all that. Bruce is in the building. Bruce said he just walked in the crib. It's all good. You know what I mean? So, Bruce, yeah. We just shouted you out, my G. Kia's got some stuff she want to talk to you about, but y'all can get that behind the scenes. The season's overlapping. We got a few minutes left on this show. What's your opinion about the season's overlapping? Kia, I'm going to get your opinion on that. How do you feel about all the seasons kind of like being jumbled up together? Like baseball, basketball,
I'm not a big fan of it because it's just good. That's why I'm a big fan of DVR, because some games I'm going to miss because I'm watching other games.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing like DirecTV DVR. And I was just cleaning out my DVR because that Mickey Kim Louisville game, I'm putting that on another tape. Because
right.
All these games are starting to come up. I got a DVR
game before
I can have room. And it's like,
right.
You know, you play them up here and stuff. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it.
So Shay, what's your opinion on the seasons overlapping, fam? What do you think about that? Is it hard to keep up, or is it what we live for?
After a long summer, man, it's the best part of the sport to me. Football, college basketball, and NBA, you can't beat it. You got something on every night.
But you can't watch it at the same time, Shay.
I know you can't, but like you said, that's what they gave us these DVRs for.
Right.
That's what it's for.
Doubt.
Love it.
Yeah, Ziggy, what's your opinion on that, man? This, all the seasons overlapping and stuff. You can't really tell one season from the next. What's your opinion on that?
Man, I'm a sports junkie. It don't matter to
okay.
me. Plus, all
right,
hockey,
all right. I respect
plus
that.
Plus, hockey in the mix, too. So,
mm-hmm.
hey.
I respect that, no doubt. No doubt. I definitely respect that. I would ask T what's her opinion on it, but she can't talk right now. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Malcolm, you still with us, my dude?
Yeah, I am. Yes, sir.
All right. What's your opinion on that, man? I mean, you know, remember once upon a time we could always, you know, we could tell what season was what. Now, you know, everything overlaps. So what is your opinion on that?
Well, my pockets usually tell me what season it is when I'm buying stuff.
He said his pockets.
Because when I got to buy football cleats, and I got to
buy
basketball sneakers, and I got to buy lacrosse shoes,
right.
I mean, cleats and stuff, my dad usually tell me what season it is for me.
I
it comes
you.
To hurt my pocket, you know, because it never get easy for me.
I got to come up for league fees.
I got to come up for this. Trust me, it don't get easy on me, man. It don't get easy. But I love the seasons anyway, you know. No matter
that's what
I'm
it is.
I'm a sports nut, so it doesn't matter. I'm a sports nut.
No doubt. That's what it is. Let's see, man. We got 15 minutes left before we get out of here, man. Anything anybody want to touch on before we get out of here? Any topic they would like to discuss? I know you want to talk about something, Kia. But you always got something you want to talk about.
Now, one thing I like about Urban, I like when Urban makes naysayers look like naysayers.
Okay,
and
I got you on
hoop.
That. Right, right.
But you know me, I'm worried about my schools winning 12 straight games. We're getting back to what we need to get back to.
Yeah, hey, Malcolm,
and
you heard that, right? Kia said that the Steelers are going to win 12 straight games.
Who the heck said that? Who's the Antron Roll?
Antron rolled up.
We win 12 straight games. We're gonna win 12 straight games.
We're gonna win 12 straight games. So, hey, Malcolm, you know what I think this calls for, my dude?
Yeah.
I think this. You know what this calls for, right, Malcolm? Oh man,
and
here it goes. We gonna roll out the schedule. We gonna roll out the schedule. We gonna roll out the schedule for Kia. Can we get a round of applause for that? We about to roll out the schedule for Kia.
Let's do
that. We about to roll the schedule out for Kia.
That lady, get on stage.
Oh man. Here we go. Here we go with this again.
Here we go.
We're gonna do this again now for kids. We tried to be nice last year, but she didn't want to listen. Okay. She said they're gonna win 12 games in a row.
You remember that bloodbath? You remember that?
They start Pittsburgh and the Jets. Who's winning that game?
I'm gonna give that to the Jets.
All right. That you're done already. That don't look like no. But then next week she'll say they're gonna win 11 in a row. So then, after that, they got the Baltimore Ravens in Pittsburgh, though. Who's going to win that one, Malcolm?
We're going to give that one to Baltimore.
Oh, that's two losses. Oh, no. It's not looking good.
Keep going.
It's not looking good. The next one after that is at Oakland.
You don't look like I care what comes out of Malcolm's mouth or anybody's mouth when it comes to this story.
You didn't care last year what happened.
Hey,
Mayor. Yes, sir.
We're going into
the
Heinz Field and going to get a piece of that butt, too.
Hey, Kia, they coming out the woodworks now. Because you know who you got after Oakland? You got New England after Oakland. That's a loss. That's a loss. Then you play Buffalo.
They're going to win that.
Let's see. Then you play. Then you play Detroit. That's right. Then you play Detroit. That's gonna be the one right there. And then after that, Kid, y'all got the Cleveland Browns.
That ain't no picnic.
That's not gonna be a walk in the park. That's gonna be a tough game. Then you got Baltimore on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore. Then you got Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then You got Cincinnati on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Cleveland. So out of your last 12 games, I can see you winning eight of them.
I tell you what, man, let me propose
you with
eight of them.
Let me tell you something, Malcolm. I don't need you to break down nothing.
Put me down
you
with three.
I care less.
Malcolm said three.
And
I
with the
care
third
less.
Pick.
And Ziggy said with the third pick of the
2014
draft.
Well, you know, I care less what that one has to say because that's like a blank comment right there. But Malcolm, clearly, I could care less. But what the other one
said, Richburg is not winning NADA this season. Richburg. That's coming from the Eagles.
This is what I'm proposing.
Who said that?
T said that.
This is James. This is what I'm proposing.
Go ahead, James.
I already know that they're not going to win 12, but I would even go this far. If Pittsburgh wins 10 out of those 12 games, I will post a pic rocking Troy Polamalu's jersey.
We got to the end of the season to wait for that one. So if you said the Steelers win 10 games
this
season,
they win 10 games, I dig in my pocket and give
it.
If they win 10 games, I dig in my pocket and I send it to her.
Well, you know,
I send $100. I send $100
the next day. I wouldn't take nothing. Do you understand that, Glenn Steele? Well, come on, come out. You understand? Get that
classified
right now.
Hey, Ziggy,
make the check
out payable to the mayor after further review.
No problem. I'll make it out to
you. You can make the check out to the mayor. If Kia don't want it, you can make the check out to the mayor after further review. Thank you very much.
That's like somebody I would
run
over.
Okay, who want it? I'm just saying, I word is bond, and I'll stick my hand in my pocket and take me a dick.
That's like a piece of air that I don't care about.
Don't worry about it, because you're like your fantasy team.
For your Steelers, kids.
Yeah.
I don't care about
them
parents, but that
bruh
over there, I care less. I would run that
bruh
over.
I hear you. We tried last year, my G.
She didn't want to listen, and
you know, things happen.
It was a heated.
Yes, check the archives, family. Check the archives. We was really going hard.
Jay, it was a heated argument.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? But we're here, man, after further review, man. Tuesday Night Live. It goes down.
I do not play with my Steelers.
Hey, yo, let me get a check-in and see who's here right quick. Shay, you here, right?
Yeah.
Shay's here. Key is here. James is here. Malcolm, you here?
Yep.
Ziggy, you still with us?
Yes.
No doubt. So, yeah, we here, man. We at that part of the show, man. We speak our mind, man, before we get out of here for another week. Malcolm, I'm going to let you lead it off, my G. What you got to say before we get out of here?
We didn't get in the picks yet. I ain't get my picks yet.
Oh, well, we did do the picks, but I got you. Philadelphia and Tampa Bay?
Give me Philly.
Okay. Malcolm said Philly. Jacksonville and Denver?
Yeah, Denver.
All right, is Denver going to cover?
What is it, 50 points?
It's 28. It's close.
Is Denver going to cover? No.
No? Okay, Michael said they won't cover. Michael said they'll win, but they won't cover.
Yeah, they'll take the seat off the gas.
Okay. Washington and Dallas, Malcolm.
Dallas.
I don't even know why I asked you on that one. That's what it is. All right, so the three college games we got Boston College and Clemson.
Bro, I don't know much about college because I ain't follow that much. I'm going to go with Clemson.
All right.
I can't stand Boston College ever since they left the Big East.
That's
I'm
what
always
it is.
Picking against
Stanford and Utah.
Stanford.
Got you. And we got one more game. We got Missouri and Georgia.
Good Georgia.
Got
they lost last week. They need to get
one
back.
No doubt. Got you, my dude. So that's what it is, man. So we got you caught up in all that. So we got a few minutes left.
Okay.
You want to say anything before we got out of here for the week, man?
No, just that sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. It seems like Romo's got like a black cat in his pocket. For the most part, he self-destructs at the worst time, man.
Yeah.
That's the only
thing
I can say is he pushes the self-destruct button. But the dudes got talent. But like I said, it's just a matter of what they're going to do.
That's
and
what it is.
I'm always going to say, go Cowboys.
That's what it is. Respect. Kia, what you got to say before we get out of here?
12 straight games. Go Steelers.
James, man, what you got to say before we get out of here?
Game 5 Thursday night. Be in the place. Go Tigers.
That's what it is. I see you, my dude. Shay, what's up, man? What you got to say before we get out of here?
I'm going to say shout out to Kid. Let's get the Steelers one this week for Kid.
Thanks, Shay.
And who we got left? Ziggy, I got you. Did I get you already?
Nah.
What you got to say before we get out of here, fam?
Everything is, Calvin is back, and everything is right with the world.
And who came up with that brilliant idea to have Puff Daddy be Johnson? Who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. That commercial had me till I seen Puff Daddy, and I had to turn the channel. But that's just me.
I understand he get a check, so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's we can't be mad at that. Shout out to Angie for checking in. Shout out to T for checking in on the message board and all that. I see you. T says she wants to be acknowledged for the last word before we get out of here. She wants to say, "Go Eagles," and something about turn down on the Bucks. I'm with that. Turn down on the Bucks. I got you, T. I got you. All day. Turn down on the Bucks. I got you. Too bad you're not here to tell us what it is.
Where's that game at? Where's that game played in Tampa?
It's in Tampa. Okay. Yeah.
Does it matter?
Does it matter? I heard that, Ziggy.
I didn't say that.
I heard that. Sounded like you.
That wasn't me. That was not me.
Whoever it was, I heard that. Shout out to the homie Bruce, man. Shout out to everybody, man. Check it out after further review, man. We wild out tonight, man. Tuesday Night Live is how we do, man. You got the mayor in the building. Next week is going to be the ladies show, man. So the ladies need to call in. We're doing our second annual ladies call in to ask whatever question that they want to ask about sports because, you know, that's the icebreaker. So last year we did it. It was a real good show. It was a real nice show. We had a good time and all that. So, Lee, I'm talking to you. Tracy, you out there. Lil Nick, I see you. Kia, you know what it is. T, Angie, all y'all, call in. Whatever questions y'all got, I got my people here to answer. If I can't answer it, my man Shay will be in the building. Ziggy will definitely be in the house. James will be on the check-in. So all the ladies, however, we're going to be shouting out all week on After Further Review and in the Sports Room group. Shout-out to all the groups on Facebook. Tomorrow night, the Divas is going to be coming at you live and direct. I'm going to definitely check in with Angie, T, and Miss Rachel and all that. Thursday night, it's the Belvins doing the relationship thing like they do on GQ Palace Radio. Friday, my man Rich goes hard with the entertainment note. And I will be in the building on the 18th, family. I'll be in the building. Then we get around to Sunday and Miss Lavina doing a thing with the gospel. Miss Lavina, I got to holler at you about something. I got somebody that want to get on your show real bad, and I think you're going to like them. Then, you know, Monday they do the True School thing. You know what I'm saying? Unsigned Artist Radio, it goes down. You might hear the mayor on that show coming up real soon. Then Tuesday night, you know what it is, Tuesday Night Live with the mayor after further review, GQ Palace Radio in the building. You know how we do it, man. It goes down. Once again, shout out to James, Ziggy, Kia, Shay, my man Malcolm, Angie on the check-in, T on the check-in, live and direct. You know how we do it. Bruce, I see you, family. It is what it is, man. After further review, GQ Palace Radio, man. Everybody, man, have a good week. Check us out next week. The ladies will be in here next week. The week after next, the 22nd, we'll be doing the After Further Review NBA preview show. So bring your A game. And if you got anything that you want to contribute to the show, holler at the mayor. If you got any, if you're a business and you want to get shouted out on After Further Review, holler at the mayor. Get at me. And I'm just saying, man, shout out again to Big Rich, who holds the situation down. Miss Lavina behind the boards. Give yourself a round of applause. Another show went down. Another successful show. Give yourself a round of applause. That's what it is. That's how we do After Further Review. And before I get out of here, man, I just want to say best wishes to Josh Freeman, man. You know what I mean? I was hard on you, man, my dude, because I wanted more from you. But now that you're a Minnesota Viking, man, do what you do, man. Get yours, all right? This is the mayor. After Further Review, GQ Pals Radio. Check me out every day, man, After Further Review. Until next week, man, this is the mayor. Tuesday Night Live. Peace.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the mayor on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Haters, it's your curfew. It's the palace royalty, it's a virtue.